We're talking with Dr. John Damacone from OSU. John, you've been watching these diseases in Oklahoma crops for quite a few years. One of the newer crops you're working with now, of course, is canola. You were telling these guys that we've got a few diseases out there we've got to deal with, but the list isn't too awfully long.
No, it's not. You know, we've been fortunate in canola thus far. If you know, you pick up a book on canola diseases, probably 200 pages long, and there's lots of problems that can happen in canola. We've had blackleg show up pretty much all over the state. It causes a leaf spot, causes these stem cankers. But I think our varieties are resistant enough where it's not hurting us too badly. There's various levels of resistance, and I think we got a decent amount in most of our varieties, so we haven't been hurt by that thus far.
You were indicating that, you know, you're kind of watching and you're looking forward at what may be out there. What's ahead the producer's going to have to really pay attention to the next season or two?
Well, we've got a couple things showing up now. One is sclerotinia, and this is one that the farmers don't want to get it because it's so persistent in the soil. It causes a stem rot, and it kills the plants. So we're trying to encourage the farmers to do a good job of rotating and put canola in a field, for example, maybe once every 3 or 4 years rather than every year or every other year. That's when we feel like you can run into problems building up sclerotinia. Other things that we're seeing is aster yellows, which is spread by a leaf hopper. I had a lot of that in my plots this year, so that's something to keep an eye on. But basically, you know, if you look at the prairie up in Canada and North Dakota, they run into aster yellow problems about once every 6 or 7 years, and then it kind of goes away. It depends on when the leaf hoppers come, if they're carrying the aster yellows or not. It's hard for farmers to figure out when to spray because the leaf hoppers are so small, but that's something we're watching.
For the diseases we've got, do we have some pretty good chemical answers at this point?
Yes. For sclerotinia, we have good fungicides available, but that would significantly add to the production cost, so we don't want to get into sclerotinia problems. You know, in North Dakota, they're successful. They have severe sclerotinia, and they spray these fungicides, and it's just part of their budget. It's not part of our budget yet, so we're hoping to avoid that. But, yes, we do have good fungicides available. But and we do, you know, we can kill leaf hoppers. So if aster yellows become severe enough, you know, we can figure out a way to kill those as well.
On blackleg, any you've got some fungicides out there for blackleg?
Yeah, but the problem with blackleg is it seems to take so long to develop. You know, the canola's out there for 9 months, and then, you know, when do you spray a fungicide that works for about a 2 to 3 week period? We're thinking late November, early December is our best timing that we've seen so far. But we've got good fungicides for that. It's just a little harder to control.